Hello and welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast, with a brand new episode on this Thursday. And I have to say, I'm not feeling it. And that's why this episode is called that way, because I'm just not feeling anything right now. I'm so exhausted and I don't have words for how intensely that is actually playing out. It's crazy. Like, sometimes you just go through phases of motivation and momentum and fun, and all of those things seem to align and you feel really great and you kind of ride the wave and you stay on top of everything, it seems. But sometimes we just don't feel it, and that's totally normal. I mean, I'm still showing up in a sense. I'm still producing a podcast episode even though I do not really want to, or even though I don't feel in the mood. I'm still here. I'm still recording. I'm still trying to put out something that someone else can relate to, but sometimes it's just hard to keep motivating yourself. Chronic fatigue is actually a thing. I think that people who don't really experience it don't really know what it's like, obviously, and it's hard to imagine what you feel like when you're chronically fatigued, because it's like you're sleepy and tired, but just 24/7, so you don't really know what your normal energy level is anymore. Like, I've had to deal with this for such a long time. Last year was literally the peak of it, where I fell asleep at 8 p.m. after work and woke up at 8 a.m. to go to work again, and my weekdays only consisted of work, and my weekends only consisted of sleeping. So it was quite sad. If you're living this constant loop of experiencing the same things over and over again, or the same routine, it's no wonder that you're not feeling it. And in a past episode, I talked about wanting to figure out a way of work and making money and earning my income in a way that is more suitable to my lifestyle. And I have to say, as with many things that I had actually planned at the beginning of the year and even before that, I'm not really following through with them or working on them because I'm so tired. And sometimes I wonder if that's just a cheap excuse, like if I am putting myself in this position just to have an excuse and just like to be able to say, well, I couldn't do it because I'm so tired all the time. But then again, this was a problem all my life almost. So I don't know. And I don't want to blame myself or my body for things all of the time, because it's just okay to feel the way you are feeling, even though that's not necessarily good or optimal. Let's put it that way. In general, I tend to not blame myself for things, but I do take on the responsibility for things that are even sometimes outside of my control. Or I used to. I don't know if I'm like that anymore. I hope not, because it's not healthy. Just like it's not healthy to constantly blame other people for your problems, it's not healthy to have your locus of control be so focused on yourself that you deny yourself the possibility that other people and circumstances can also play a part in your life. And so I think a healthy balance, as is the case with pretty much everything, is always the best way to go forward. Yeah, I don't know if other people are like that too, but I tend to feel guilty when I am not so productive, and that used to be so incredibly bad when I was younger. Even when I was still in school, I couldn't enjoy playing or doing things when I still had homework to do. So I would do my homework in the car on the way home from school sometimes, because I just wanted to get it over with as soon as possible and as soon as I like stepped out of school. So yeah, that was me and my personality all the time, very conscientious and a little perfectionist. So it's quite interesting to reflect on how far I've come personally, how chill I've become, and how okay I've become with not always being productive. However, I still feel the need, of course, to create and sometimes I just feel guilty for not doing it because it's something I enjoy. And then again, I go through phases, obviously, and there are times when I don't enjoy it. And today is a day when I just don't feel creative because I'm so tired. And so I maybe have to detach from the idea that I always have to create and that I always have to create in a particular way. For example, podcasting is also creating something new, and making music is also something that I feel like right now that I potentially could do today. So maybe it's about being a little more flexible. It's about being a little more understanding and tuning into what you're actually feeling like doing. Instead of pushing yourself to fit a certain mold and a certain idea of what you expect from yourself and what you think other people expect from you. I hope that made sense. So, long story short, if you're not feeling it, that's totally fine. You're not a machine, you're a human being. Give yourself some understanding and some rest and whatever it is that you need, and have faith that you'll get back your motivation and your momentum and your creative flow, and stay flexible. Do whatever you feel like doing and don't give yourself a hard time. That's like the number one thing. Go easy on yourself. And yeah, with that, we've reached the end of this episode. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe. Also, recommend this to someone you know if you like this. And I will catch you next week on Thursday. Bye.